And we are here together. It's Coast 103.5. And it's Motivate at 8:08. Our special, special guest. Girl I've known for a while now. I'll never forget Katie coming in to the radio station for I Kissed a Girl. She was wearing an outfit that she said she got at a thrift store. She looks so cute. And we could tell there was something very special about this girl. And through the years, we always catch up with each other. She was here not too long ago, and now her new song, Daisies. And we are ready for you, Katy Perry. I have a new name for you.
What's that?
Kiki Perry.
Kiki Perry? Oh.
I heard you say she's Kiki.
Yeah, she's fluttering.
Yeah.
She's definitely doing a little flutter butter.
That's so cool. Well, Katy, I heard your song Daisies on a Zoom call just like this.
Yeah.
And so they're playing for me, and all of a sudden my chin starts to quiver and my lips start to quiver, and I broke out full ball.
Oh, really?
Full bawling over this powerful, beautiful 2:51 song that just made me feel like, I mean, Katy, seriously, I love all of your music. This song, Daisies, it just did something to me instantly, and it brought me to tears, but in such a beautiful, great way. And I know it's your story, it's autobiographical, but I feel like it's all of our stories.
It is our story, and thank you. I think no matter where you are in your life, sometimes you feel like, you know, you let the noise in. So before I had made it, the noise would come from friends and family. You know, it would be a little bit of laughter, a little bit of eye rolls. And then when you make it, you have the whole world commenting and telling you, you know, what they think about you, what you should do and how you should sound and blah, 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 blah. So there's always going to be noise. But this song really is the song for me about going and getting your dreams, remaining true to yourself, no matter all the commentary. Mm-hmm. And I think it took on a whole new meaning because I wrote it in February, and it took a whole new meaning for me during this quarantine, just thinking about all the things I said I would do or that I want to do, mm-hmm. even with all the freedom that I had and then not having the ability to do them. I think that we've all been reflecting, and for me, I've taken things for granted. And you know, made a list of things I want to achieve if I ever get the same type of normalcy or freedom like we used to have. So, it's just like that song hopefully just like gives you the inspiration to go, you know, I'll show you,
I'll prove
it. I mean, in the first verse, it says, they say you're out of your mind till it actually happens. And isn't that so true, Ellen? I mean, I don't know about you or where you came from, but for me, it's like, okay, crazy idea. You must be insane to dream this big.
Right.
You must be insane to think that you could, you know, have a number one song. You must be insane to like think that you could play the Super Bowl. You must be insane to think I must be insane then.
And then it happens. Wow, well, yeah.
It's a big combination of things, mm-hmm. but if you can't just put one foot in front of the other on your dream, you know, just one step, no skipping the steps, you know, then
right.
You got to have some inspiration, and hopefully this song is a little bit of a soundtrack to that. And it's a, you know, like for me, I love writing songs that are empowering and hopeful and mm-hmm. joyous and give us a little bit of wind beneath our wings, because usually when I'm writing, I'm pretty depressed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is that when you crank out the ones that you find that you put on your record?
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like my soul is writing that song and saying, get out of your head, like stop being your own worst enemy and, you know, putting these blockages in front of you. It's like my higher self is writing this song for me to remind me that I can.
We love you, and I love Daisies. Thank you for giving us Daisies. It's so good, Katie. I'm just so happy that the world gets this, that we get this song. It's so such an important piece of work that you've given birth to.
Thank you, Ellen. I appreciate you saying that. I'm glad too. I hope it sets the tone for this record that comes in the summer. And there's a lot of this kind of vibe on the record. Like, I think I was making this record coming out of one of the most difficult times of my life that I barely survived, going through clinical depression, figuring out who I was. And so I'm singing and writing a lot about that. And, you know, it basically finishes 6 months, 8 months, a year later. And now it's like the perfect timing for it. So.
Yeah. Great. Oh, thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Ellen. Love you.
Love you. Love you. Bye.
Bless.
The Ellen K. Morning Show on Coast 103.5.